Hello, hello.
Yo.
Welcome to the King's Corner. We back with my good friend, Chet Cheddarfield.
Whoa, whoa, a.k.a. your boy, Snow About That Chest, Mr. Breastbeat. What's good, brother?
Yeah, yeah, you're now rocking with the one and only. I'm not going to say my name, but I used to pay people and to demean me, tell me I couldn't read news good when I worked in Utica.
Sounds like a wonderful life.
I got the hiccups really bad, so y'all gonna have to work with me when y'all hearing this. So how we gonna first off, what's it's happy July 4th. Is there any pay-per-views this week?
I don't think so.
All right, before we jump into the major question, I wanna ask you
AEW.
Yeah.
What's the card look like?
Have you caught up on it?
Nah.
You haven't seen any of it yet?
You gotta fill me in as a joke, bro.
Fighter Fest, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Fighter Fest is like a week long thing. I think they were trying to get the Great America Bash. I mean, I might be wrong here, but I know that it's from what I understand, it's like a week long wrestling event, pretty much. I actually want to see. It's one match that I'm really interested in. It's the Lucha. No. What's Pentagon and Rey Fénix? What's their tag team? The Lucha Bros, and it's FTR. The Young Bucks against the Lucha Bros and the Butcher and the Blade.
Not to go off. What's the Luchasaurus? What's his squad?
Say that again.
Luchasaurus, his squad.
You said what's his squad?
Yeah. What's his tag team?
Jurassic Express, him and Luchasaurus, and not Marco Stunt, but what's the other dude's name? Jungle Boy. You said what?
You need to put the gold on for real.
On them? I like Luchasaurus. The other little dude, Jungle Boy, I always get him confused with Marco Stunt. And I'm that one to tell a motherfucker he's too little or too big to do something. But how do you feel about Marco Stunt?
Nah. That's not who I'm thinking. Jurassic Express. They overlight Rover. That's where it's at. I want to hear about more.
What? Luchasaurus is over. I mean, have you seen that nigga move? That's a big mother. Number one, he's different to me because he's a luchador. He wears a mask and all that. No, normally, luchadors are either Mexican or Japanese, and they're usually not the biggest of people. And he got some height on him. I mean, I seen him in a match, and I want to say it was recently. And I mean, he was diving all out the ring, and I mean, his move, he can move for a big dude. I didn't understand it at first. I thought it was a corny. I thought. Corny. I thought it was fucking retarded, but he's actually the best parts of AEW, I believe.
That's a good argument there.
But the I definitely like Luchasaurus. I mean, I've seen him work. I mean, I've seen some good matches with him. But this is to open it up. Let's go into the first question that I wanted to get into. This question was sent from Flint.flossy. It says, which is better, American wrestling or Japanese wrestling, and why?
To me, that's an easy answer right there.
All right, compare and contrast. Give me your answer and the reasons why.
You talk about KJ dead and everything, but it's all about putting on the show, right? Them Japanese niggas.
You said talking about putting on a show. I mean the whole aspect. Like if you were to sit down and you had the choice of WWE, well, I'm not even gonna say WWE, let's just say American wrestling as a whole, whether it's TNA, ROH, anything, American wrestling as a whole, put up against, you know, New Japan, All Japan, pro wrestling, you know, some of the Japanese places. What do you think is better and why? Because I think both of them are good, and I think that there's certain aspects that's better in both, so I can't really say, I'm trying to get other opinions on it.
Them Japanese guys be more willing to entertain, like, they be more willing to put their bodies on the line, like, to fuck themselves up, just to, give up a good time.
And not even that, but you got to look at I tell a lot of people, look at AJ Styles versus Nakamura, or whatchamacallit, who did AJ Styles fight? And yeah, AJ Styles, Nakamura, Kenny Omega, Okada, any of the three matches that they had. I mean, and then not even just that, you know, when you look at Japanese wrestling, they hit the fuck out of each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be watching that shit, like, I don't know how these motherfuckers is not broke. And it's crazy because you'll see in Japan, once they get done with the match, the motherfucker that got beat, they usually rush in the ring and put ice around his neck. But I think, me personally, I think American wrestling is better as far as the shit that don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, almost. The storylines, the production value. I think they got all that better. What's that?
Promos.
Huh? Yes, because I understand them. Now, if I understood Japanese and I sat there and watched the promo, I can't really say, but I don't know no Japanese. And then when the Japanese guys try to talk English, it sounds horrible. For instance, Nakamura. Nakamura's probably one of the best workers out there, but
we can't say that.
He tries to cut a promo and it fucks it all up. You know what I'm saying? He can, but you don't understand him, and I don't think he half understand what's going on either. Because he's like, "How's it?" But you know who does sound really, really sexy talking in Japanese? Asuka. Yo, I did not know Asuka was so sexy. Like, I did, but I seen an interview with her, and she was like not in her wrestling clothes. She had on like this purple something, but she was trying to talk, and it was funny because the dude, they couldn't communicate for shit. But I tell you what, Asuka's a sexy motherfucker.
You feel me? I was trying to get your input.
Yes, sir.
Just because, Russell Randall. Who do you think is the most influential diva, female on wrestling, indie, WWE, whatever, time
wise? I'm going to tell you why. His why. Nah, but I'm the goddamn all right, now are you giving me a specific time period or just of all time?
Nah, man, it's gotta be
one. And do I have one or can I get like top three?
Top of the pyramid.
One? All right, now are you talking about as far as looks or the combination of looks, in ring talent, all that?
It's gotta be time, you feel me?
That's a good choice. If I had a choice, I would say who's a female that works really, really hard?
Okay.
Honestly, this is random, but Mickie James. I'm probably partial because she's from Virginia, but still, Mickie James. Not only is she attractive, because you got to think, they was joking on her with all that Piggy James shit, but you know, niggas like you and me, we don't mind a little meat on the bones. You know what I'm saying? She got damn, Mickie James is thick. Like, she has had the nicest thighs and the nicest hips that I've ever seen in a long time. And you got to look at her longevity.
I feel like she didn't eat right.
Say that again. You broke. I couldn't hear you, bro.
So I feel like she been
eating right. One more time. My bad.
Yes, Lord.
She's been eating. I mean, she honestly, she lost weight because I remember when they was joking on her with all that Picky James shit. I didn't even think the bitch was fat. She's just a fat ass. And not to fucking get off subject, but give me the two fattest asses in wrestling. Just two, the first two nice asses that come to your mind when you think of women of wrestling.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nice ass.
Yeah. Okay, I was about to say you're gonna pick Tori over Stacy because Tori had the titty, Stacy had the ass.
Yeah, that shit was little. She was just
Stacy Keebler had a fat ass, bro. Uh oh, wrestling quiz. What was Stacy Keebler's name in WCW? And you know Vince Russo had something to do with it. Yeah, I think Bailey and Mickey James. Bailey's ass is so underrated, bro. Am I lying? Have you ever see? Now you probably haven't looked at it. I implore you, next time you watch wrestling, you watch a Bailey match. Watch her when she get in the ring, when she gets out of the ring, and just—I mean, Bailey fat man, like out of nowhere, like you wouldn't even expect her to be fat like that. Yep, Bailey and her belly. And for those out there listening that don't understand, okay, those were fireworks. I thought somebody was just shooting. Okay, but now, yeah, they Bailey's, and people that don't understand when we speak in our language, we're not speaking with proper vernacular, but when we say that a chick is fat, that means she has a nice posterior. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, of all time, and I know it's random, but it's Mickey James. I just don't like going with the flow. Like, you ask any motherfucker, who's your favorite wrestler? It's usually Hulk Hogan, John Cena, Rock, Ric Flair, something like that. And I'm the type of nigga that'll say the Hurricane just to be different. Like, I don't like fucking follow. I mean, I don't agree with him. I'm just saying, you know. But question number two, I want to ask you, how do you feel about part-timers in the business today? It depends on what. Like, what? All right, we're gonna do a case. Right, we're gonna do like three cases. Brock Lesnar.
If you can still go, by all means, showcase what you got. But at the same time, let them young boys get some shine. You feel me? Because why can't niggas like? Why can't people like Zach Ryder get a break?
Yeah, you're right. And that's the same thing Undertaker was talking about on that documentary where he was kind of like, you know, I keep wrestling. And he's like, that's a spot on the card that one of these young guys could be having. And that's commendable. But at the same time, I think it's a case-by-case scenario because you look at Brock Lesnar, you don't want to overutilize him. You don't want to overuse him. You don't want him on TV too much to where he gets old. Like, I get tired of seeing him come in when he wants to, but at the same time, like, if we had Brock Lesnar every Monday, Thursday, and then every, if we counted on it, we get sick of it. Now, Goldberg, the hell with Goldberg. Like, I think that's pointless. That's a waste of money because, you know, not only is he a part-time talent, but his matches only last, like, 2 minutes. Like, he can't have him. He blows up. And you seen what happened last time when he fought The Undertaker. So, yeah, but Goldberg is in the way. Undertaker, I can agree with him being a part-timer. I mean, look at that. You see how it works on, like, a 50-50 basis? I'm still, I mean, some people, I mean, can you not agree that some people it's necessary or some people it works and some people are just lazy?
A legend, but them last couple of matches are trash.
Yeah, see, I'm not taking nothing from Taker. Taker's one of those characters where, again, you can't overuse him. You don't want to desensitize people to Undertaker. You want it to be special when he comes up. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how I had to ask about that one. What's you got another one for me?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
WCW. We know what they did wrong, right?
No. Well, we do know, but are you talking about one specific reason that it failed, or are you talking about
definitely fucked up? We know
different reasons that it failed.
But is it like a power play that they could have made that you think could have switched up the whole outcome of how the war ended? What you think they could have
say that again? So you said it. Number one, got rid of Hulk Hogan. Because Hulk Hogan is, while he is a big name, when they had him, I mean, he was already past his prime. I think once Vince Russo fired him, it was the right time to fire him, because I mean, he's not, you gotta think, Hulk Hogan, I mean, he's great, he's it's a nostalgia thing, but I mean, no one wants to watch a Hulk Hogan match. I've never been happy to see a Hulk Hogan match, because it consists of punch, chops, slam, leg drop. He doesn't take bumps. He doesn't like fucking. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, but one of the big problems that I saw that I took from it was WCW was letting the prisoners run the camp. Kevin Nash was booking. I mean, they were making a joke out of it. I remember one time, I think we actually watched this together one time, but do you remember when I think it was Thunder and Goldberg was out there and Kevin Nash was on commentary? He's fucking joking the whole time. He's like, I'm good. Like, that was going off. And they asked him, they was like, man, Kevin, why are you out here? He's like, well, shit, I ain't been on TV in like 6 months. And the network says that I need to be on TV to recoup some of these funds. Man, these dudes, you got to understand, these dudes was getting paid millions of dollars. Like, they were getting paid. And it was guaranteed because Ted Turner had that money. The way he could do that. And that's what I was scared with AEW, because the cons got money. Like, they ain't got Ted Turner money, but they got more money than Vince McMahon. And I didn't want it to become a thing where, you know, people are, you gotta make a profit. And I think part of it was shitty booking, money just getting thrown down the drain. There's no reason that should even happen. I was watching Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho said that he was like, man, they did it all under our backs. He was like, I want to say that WCW's whole library was sold upwards around, I want to say it was around $3 million. I'm not sure, but I know for the whole library, it was cheap. Like, wrestlers could have afforded it. Because Chris Jericho was like, man, if I would have known that this shit was on $3 million, I would have bought it.
They would have pushed.
You get what I'm saying? The main event. They wouldn't have, just because of the time period, WCW's mind state, it wouldn't happen. Honestly, at that point in time, it wouldn't. I don't think it would, because Jericho, I feel like he came to his prime and started, you know, popping when he was supposed to. Now, he was always entertaining, because I remember when I was fucking in like fourth grade or something like that, and I watched this motherfucker come out, and he was beefing with Dean Malenko, the man of 1,000 hoes. This nigga said, I know 1,001 hoes. This motherfucker came out with the printer paper and read every move. I'm talking about they went to fucking commercial break, and they came back, and the nigga was still reading. And that nigga said armbar like 20 times. He was like, move 102, armbar. But Chris Jericho has always been. I just think he didn't get the props he deserved until he went to WWE. He did. Ralph Guggenheim, he's a great artist, you know. And Jericho, okay. Jericho now. How do you feel about Jericho now? I think he's been in his prime forever. My thing is, he's starting to look a little old. Like, you know what I mean? You know when the wrestler's chest start doing the Scott Steiner thing? Like, if you look at, I mean, he's built like a barrel, man. But, yeah, he's too much of the bubbly. But he's still, I can't take nothing away from Jericho. He's a pioneer. I'm happy for where he's at. Same with Cody. Like, I never thought that him and Cody would, like, I never even thought they'd pull something off like that. I thought, but they needed it, because WWE was a monopoly, man. You cannot, they're so complacent. They were putting out shit product. They've been putting out shit product since WCW was gone, because you don't got no competition. Exactly. When you complain, I mean, that's like me saying, okay, I've got a McDonald's and across the street is a Burger King and a Wendy's, but I buy the motherfucking Burger King and a Wendy's. What the fuck else you gonna do? There's nobody to compete with, so shit, I'm gonna stop buying the expensive products and I'm gonna buy cheaper shit because motherfuckers is gonna come to me anyway. And I think that's the mind state that they had. I think AEW was a jump in the ass because TNA has never really been any viable fucking competition. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've had some good matches and shit. Like, the only competition that WWE had was New Japan. But New Japan is for the wrestling fan. New Japan isn't for the WWE is becoming more and more geared towards kids. And it's hard for me to say that because I remember when I was a kid and I was like, I mean, I felt like anybody could watch it though. Like me and my dad would sit and watch it, and I mean DX be coming out and talking about suck it and da da da. They were edgy, but not too edgy. But anybody could watch it, anybody could enjoy it. Now fucking Raw, I mean, it's like 2 hours of it. It seems like it was for fucking kids, and then you know the last hour is for adults. But I honestly wouldn't mind if they changed it back that way, because if you remember when Raw was Raw as War, right? You there? It looks like we've lost Chet Cheddarfield, but this episode will be continued as soon as I get a hold of him. But yeah, y'all make sure y'all check out the King's Corner. We in here. More stuff coming soon. More discussions, man. Feel free to join in. Let me know if you're interested. Y'all have a happy 4th of July.